and welcome to The Tangent, the best podcast on Earth, no holds barred talk. I am your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and Instagrams at A Bowl of Tarnell. I got a co-host with me, just one this week. Guess who that is?
I give up. Who is it?
It's no one important.
Oh,
all right, shit. So this week, it's Sev, A Bowl of Sev on the tweets and Instagram.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Yeah, it is you.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah. Fuck. Here we are on another week of, I think it's episode 82.
Sure.
Episode 82.
That's a number.
It's a number.
It's getting up there. Are we going to do a big blowout for like 100?
I don't know.
Where we like do it live and like we have like prizes?
Sure. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, probably none of that will happen.
None of that was going to happen. We probably won't even acknowledge that it's the 100th episode.
Two episodes later, we'll probably realize, oh shit, we just did 100.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have done something.
We'll do all the obscure numbers. Right. Hey, everybody, it's our 103rd episode.
Right.
But we'll never acknowledge the actual milestones.
Right. That would be stupid.
Yeah. Just completely mull over all the actual milestones. So 25, 50, 75, 100, 100.
100 doesn't count until you at least get three more episodes in. Then you know it's like...
You know it's legit.
Yeah, then.
That's how you know it.
Oh, man. 103.
Just have numbers for the show, like just on shirts. Like what? 170, the tangent 176. I don't understand what that means.
That was the best episode ever.
Come on, episode 176.
What was so good about it? I don't know. They just said it was really special.
Yeah.
And I believed it for some reason.
Yeah.
That's a dog.
That's a dog. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Jing, jingle. I'm scratching myself.
So there's dogs in the studio now.
Yep. We have a lot of mascots.
That's exciting.
Yeah. They really, really like attention.
They love attention.
And they will let you know when they don't get it.
Yeah, by waggling around and looking at you funny, like one's looking at me funny right now.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want? Oh, because I panted, you found that was mocking. She just shot me this weird look like, what? Are you and mocking me,
motherfucker? She mocked him and did the old head turn thing like,
you
I don't
fucking
get it.
Human. You, how dare you? Oh, see, she's pissed. Speciesist. Speciesist?
Species? Yeah, she's wanting play. That's
how do you say racist for species?
Speciesist. Speciesist?
Speciesist?
Wait, what?
What? What? Yeah, you better run.
It's right.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So, there's dogs now.
Yeah, there's lots of, there's dogs.
And, oh my God, she's jumping on me. Okay, and tomorrow I'm going to the dentist.
No. What are you going to do with the dentist, Sev?
I'm going to get knocked the fuck out, and they're going to pull teeth out of my mouth.
So are you going to be like, with the stupid voice, and you're going to think all sorts of things are happening?
I don't know. I'm weird. I've seen videos on the internet, and now that's going to be me. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't know what the people around me are going to do to me. It's probably going to be videotaped. Yeah, I know. That's how I feel about it, too.
Yeah. We're recording. It's kind of late, and this dog thinks it's playtime for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. It's like, it's your bedtime.
Yeah, go to sleep. Dogs, I know dogs are a lot like toddlers and babies. Like,
how's that?
Their mentality is almost on the same. Like, they're kind of like, dogs are like furry 3-year-olds that can't talk. All around
furry 3-year-olds that can't talk.
Yeah, they're very lovable.
Mm-hmm.
But they get into shit. And
sometimes they eat their shit.
And sometimes they eat their shit. Sometimes they lick themselves in the inappropriate places. And then other times,
they go chasing after cats.
They go chasing after cats and squirrels.
Right. Yeah.
And they end up getting into shit and making noises at the wrong times. Mm-hmm. And you have to tell them the same shit over and over and over and over and over again because they never, ever get it.
Right. What?
So, yeah. If you have a dog
she
and you
really
have
wants me to stop this podcast and, like, chase her around the house.
Yeah.
That's what she really wants more than anything in this world right now.
Yeah.
It's for me to just chase her around the house.
This is what she has to understand. That's not what happens, toddler. This is not what happens in your day-to-day. You don't get what you want.
Just took a couple steps at her, and she took off running.
Yeah.
And now she's going to come back and growl at me, I'm sure, any moment now. She's like, you didn't actually chase me, you bastard. Yeah, here she is. She's back.
And what if we... that's the one thing we need in, like, all this whole world of technology.
Is communications with dogs?
Yeah, the ability to actually hear their thoughts and then talk to us.
Don't quote me on this, but I could have sworn I heard something that was moving along the lines, and they're like, oh, this could be like a reality in like 5 to 10 years or something.
Oh, that is so good. So we basically would have the actual movie, we would have to have up in real life.
Oh, yeah.
I am the dog. I will stop the dogs. Stop you, dogs.
So... how do you think that's going to work? Like, is that going to be like revolutionary where it's like the, you know, cause humans and dogs already have like a pretty strong type bond, you know, like, is it just really going to strengthen it? Is it going to somehow ruin it in a way we never saw coming?
Cause they're like, wait a minute, this is what you think of me?
Right.
This is what you, no, you didn't hear a thing I said.
It's like, wait. You're my master? Like, wait a second. I thought we were equals.
Right. It'll be...
fucking shit.
Yeah, right. Because it's either going to... Yeah, this is going to make it really good or really bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to...
But I also think, well, what if you just... We talk, you know, dog's like, hey. Hey, you know, they're angry and barking at you. Right. And then you, you know, like, hey, get away from there. Get away. And then you're like, oh, I'm just walking. It's fine. Don't bite me. You're like, no, oh, we're cool. I'm your friend. I wonder if that would prevent, like, dog bites.
Maybe.
We still have a kind of, we just talk it out with dogs instead of actually...
That'd be cool.
...chase the...
What, and then what if we, like, find out that some dogs are, like, really, like, bigots or something, or, like, really just, like, mean or something?
I don't,
you know,
I
like,
don't know. That would be weird.
Or it's like, hey, you, I don't like your face. I'm going to eat it. It's like, no, dude, I'm friendly. I don't give a fuck. Your face is ugly. I'm going to eat it. It's like, well, you're a dick. I'm going to eat your face.
You're right.
that's all a dog knows
that's
how to
say.
Say.
I'm going to eat your face. It knows nothing else. There's no other lines of communication. Just, I'm going to eat your face. He's basically, I am Groot, but with, I'm going to eat your face.
Maybe he has a couple other words, but that's like primarily
his whole language.
It's not as strong vocabulary, like where you're like, hey, you know, Rex, time for dinner. He's like... Dinner, I'm going to eat your face. No, in the bowl. Yeah, this bowl, I'm going to eat your face.
Right.
Put your face in this bowl and eat it.
Right. I wonder if
they... Oh, this kibble's good. I'm pretending it's your face. this is good practice for later.
Like, you've got this dog in your house that hates you so much, and all it wants to do is eat your face.
He just likes to talk shit. He never backs it up. Right. He's all bark. He's literally all bark.
Right. I wonder how many dogs are going to be like, okay, stop being an asshole. Seriously. Who is the good boy?
Well, it's like
who's the good boy? Because you keep saying this, and I don't know the answer. Right. Stop being a dick. Just tell me who it is.
I really want to know.
Yeah.
Wait, it's me? Oh, my God. I never would have thought. This is so amazing, you guys. It's me.
This is the best day ever. Oh, my God. I'm the good boy. I'm a good boy.
It's like I every time you're the good boy. Why do you never remember this? It's never nobody else. You're the only dog that I own. Dogs are great.
Yeah.
But also, you know, like this dog that's like begging me to chase her around the house. She also, like, I take her for walks sometimes, and she's like the, first of all, she's just this fluffy ball of love that just like rolls over and just wants you to pet her like all day long. But like when she sees people, she just starts fucking growling and barking at them. And it's funny because like the people will walk up and then she'll just like want pets from them and like roll over and be like
pet she me. Doesn't like, know how to communicate. She's
like,
she's,
I wonder
really
if like all this growling is like, hey you, love me, come here and love me.
The wolf is,
god damn it, fucking come here and pet me.
Attitude about love, just,
I love you, god damn it, I love you, I've never seen you before, I love you, do you love me, give me love.
The dogs really look at you like, what the hell. It's like, hey, hey, dick, come over here, fucking pet me. Stop being an asshole. Right. Hey, fuckhead, get over here, pet me. Put your fucking hands on my fur.
Right.
And fucking pet me right now. You come do it. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, what?
Hey, of course I'm talking to you. Hey. See anybody else around here?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, you need to come pet me, motherfucker.
Hey, fuck stick, get over here and pet me. wait a minute. Why are the dogs so angry and cussing at us?
I don't know. But yeah, like she's one of the dogs that like, God damn it. That is like, yeah, completely sounds angry at people, but just like rolls over and it's just like, yay, here's my belly, rub it, please.
Yeah, some dogs are confusing like that, where they sound like they're being aggressive, but they really just want to play.
Yeah.
They have no sense of like, they don't know the, they can't do dialect and different inflections of their voice. It's just like,
rum. Why are you running away? Can't you tell this is a friendly bark?
Yeah, I want to play. And
this growl means I want to lick your face.
I need it.
Yeah.
The other asshole wants to lick your face. Yeah,
that's the other guy. We sound nothing alike. You're racist.
Yeah, you're racist against Rottweilers.
Right. Yeah, and what if you do find that they're racist against other species, where they're just like, oh, look at those fucking poodles, stuck-up bitches.
Got dog rights, dog activist groups that are led by dogs.
Dog parts start to... the dog parks become segregated.
Like prisons? like a prison? Gangs.
Dog gangs. But I don't think that's accurate at all. I mean, if you see, like, dogs playing with each other, they don't give a shit, like, you know, like...
Well, I mean...
Big dogs and small dogs almost, like, act like they don't even recognize that there's a size difference.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sometimes the big dogs will be terrified of the little dog and...
Nah, what is this?
Right. Like, oh, my God, I can't possibly fight you.
Yeah, you're way too tiny.
Right.
You'll destroy my ankles.
Or maybe they're creeped out, like, you know, like how... You know, like, we see horror movies of, like, scary, like, little girls and stuff like that.
I was going to say, I thought, oh, you mean, like, when we see like, a dwarf?
Oh, no. Where, I was like, oh, wait. Where children in horror movies are sometimes terrifying. Oh, wait, I was like, wait,
that's probably an asshole thing to say. Never mind. I didn't take it.
I don't know. You're it's sizes.
Yes.
Yeah. but, like, where it's just like, oh, my God. You're so small. You're like a child. How are you existing? This is weird. You're scary for some reason.
Yeah, you should be able to walk this good. This is a dog horror movie. Yeah. You should be able to walk this good.
Yeah. Oh, dogs.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Yeah.
They're also really silly.
Can't wait to have a conversation with one.
God, that would be so weird.
Be more stimulating than some of the conversations I've had with humans.
I could see a lot of people doing that way. Like, nope, I'm just gonna go talk to this dog because it's gonna be better.
Oh, dude, people, some people may just like really become antisocial. Like, oh, my pets are my family. It may literally turn into that where it's like they can almost kind of be your family. You know, like where they're like you can actually have a conversation and
dog's like, hey, bring home bacon. Literally, literal bacon. I don't mean money. I mean bring home some goddamn pork for me.
It's like, oh, Fido, dude, I had the longest day at work today. You would not believe it. And Fido's like, yeah, you keep saying this work thing. I still don't understand what that means. Like, I don't get it. Like, that's,
yeah. I don't know. Is that when you, like, you know, you keep, drag your butt across the carpet with your niches? I don't know what that is.
Is that like, what, you go chase squirrels? What? I don't understand. No, I do this thing to go make money. Again, you keep using these words that I don't get. Like, is that food?
Yeah. Is that a type of bacon? Because I'm down.
Yeah.
Just tell me what kind of bacon it is.
It could get really aggravating because they could just, you know.
Not shut up?
Yeah. Well, like not like get things. Oh, well, yeah, like a toddler where it's like, why?
Yeah, why?
Because I have to go pay the bills. Why? Because they keep the lights on. Why? Because it's what the shut up! Shut up! I hate you!
Dude, sir, who are you arguing with? Fuck you, I'm arguing with my dog.
Right.
Fuck off.
Oh, dogs.
But speaking of getting antisocial, I was just thinking, the moment there's VR, once we get to VR porn, it's over.
Those are the technological breakthroughs that will just kill societal interaction.
Just in productivity.
It's VR porn and communicating with dogs. Then you just don't even need people anymore.
Yeah.
It's like my dogs are my friends and my girlfriend is virtual.
Right.
And amazing.
Because all you gotta do is just, it's like the virtual stuff and then there's you get the other things involved and...
Oh, sure. I don't know. The sky's the limit. Like, you could have sex in the sky while flying.
Yeah.
Because you're like Superman and she's like...
And your brain would be like, yep, this is real.
Yep.
This is totally happening.
Yeah. Yeah, playing VR, it's like you stupidly forget where reality begins, ends. Yeah. Stops,
starts. Where VR ends and reality begins. Lines get blurred just because the image, your eyes are just taking up what's right, like directly. Right, it's really, really in your face.
Yeah.
Everything is the opposite of what was told to us when we were younger about being up close on the screens or TVs. Now we throw a phone.
No, my instincts were right.
Now we've got a screen all up on our eyes, feeding us this big ass world. So yeah, that's that's way to go for us to listen. Square one for us, not millennials, Generation Xers.
Well, sure.
We didn't listen to the. Know. We were right. We were.
Well, I'm sure
we were ahead of the curve. We were ahead of the curve.
I'm sure kids still park their faces in front of screens.
Oh no! I'm just saying we were the first to be in that.
Were we?
Sure, I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, well, it's fuck it. Yeah.
Fuck the baby boomers. Remember, I can't stand them anyways.
Yeah, they're jerks.
If I got to choose between them and millennials, I'm choosing millennials.
Take that, older than me people.
Yeah, fuck off. I just don't, you know what my problem is with them is?
I give up.
They really were into the... The obedience. They were in that time that's right after like wars and stuff, and we had wars. You know, we had World War II and the Korean
wars and things. There was like bang and like
so boom. Bangs and booms, and people were really about
And people were like, "Oh, I'm dead."
That's what it said in war. Oh my god, war sound effects.
That was a news clip from the war. the old timey war.
Oh, I was being shot.
It was in black.
Oh, me. What should I do now? Somebody grab my arm.
Why is everything in black and white? I can't wait until they invent color.
It's silent movie. Just the screens come up. Ow, bang. my spleen. But what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Christ. I was talking about just how, like, they were really into being, like, order followers. Like any order, anything that that came in, like, no, they were really, like, they're really into obedience. That was also, like,
the generation of, like, hippies and stuff.
Right. It was two extremes.
You're either falling the line or breaking the line.
Or, yeah, you're way off the line. You're, like, falling off of cliffs.
Right.
It's just two extremes. But now they all got old and prudish, and they're still mad when people.
But I thought that was our generation that invented, like, you know, like extreme.
Oh yeah, we were about like
extreme advertising.
Yeah, extreme shits. We had extreme bananas. We had extreme births. We had extreme dinner. Like we had everything was extreme.
Yeah. It was extreme to the max with two X's.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you live life. Extreme.
Everything was extreme. Cheesecake. Extreme. It had like a Nerf gun sticking out of it. What is this?
This just like it comes to your table and the top of it's on fire. And they have to put it out before you eat it. Extreme cheesecake.
Oh my gosh. They ran those gimmicks for a long time. The extreme. Yeah,
that was half of the '90s.
Yeah, And then me think, yeah, this is so much better. Oh my god, it's extreme.
Yeah.
It's like, they had, that's where the X Games came. There was the extreme sports.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
We invented a whole. We had a whole tournament.
Fuck your Olympics. Ours is extreme.
Yeah. We invented.
We got bikes and skateboards and snowboards and shit.
Inline skates and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we still.
I don't know if the inline skates still are a thing, but no. I guess maybe they are. But X Games still goes on. And they started adding rally racing and everything else.
Oh, yeah, it. I think so.
Yeah, it got all wild.
It's grown. It's going to overtake the Olympics.
Well,
in 50 years. No, I don't
yeah,
know.
There you go. 50 years. I feel like sports, like esports, is going to overtake a bunch of sports.
Oh, you think so?
In 50 years?
Probably. Oh, yeah, sure.
That's, I mean, I think it'll grow tremendously in the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a legit thing.
That's,
it's going to be a legit option for more people as far as what to do after high school.
And you know what? There's going to be a lot less concussions in that sport than football. I mean, you know,
unless you're banging
up,
your head
like,
against
that's like
stuff. Unless you're banging your head against the desk or the screen, then it might be
equal.
In
anger, you're just fucking smashing the controller into your face.
Yeah.
And blah.
Yep. Oh, concussion protocol.
Then you're out for 3 weeks. But just to be safe.
Just to be safe.
Because you don't know if you're going to take another controller to your face.
Right. You don't know if you're going to lose self-control
right,
again.
Right.
And you end up with CTE.
So we have to stay on the safe side and just keep you out. but yeah. But I mean, that's, you know, kids are growing up on them now. And like a lot of kids now are watching them. They'll probably watch them into adulthood and blah, 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 generations. And there we go. It's going to be like legitimate sports and like.
Yeah.
It's going to be like. Esports, little leagues.
They pretty much will be. I mean, they kind of exist a little bit right now, but it's not nearly the size of what it could be.
Just like a rec center with like a LAN party.
Oh man,
that'd be tight.
That would be tight.
let's invent it. But man, now, invent
we
esports
should,
little leagues.
Yeah, we should come up.
And then let's just start our own team.
A little league team?
Yeah.
Oh, what a
for
dick.
Esports.
Oh, man. Well, I was just thinking, like, LAN parties aren't even a thing anymore, are they?
I don't know.
Did they die when everyone just got to be able to connect really well at home? Yeah, on the internet?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's still cool to all be in the same room.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, it's, you know, the past in that sense. I just mean, technologically, because how the internet
is. It's a little less necessary.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Internet's fucked up with them because I feel like back in the day that was we needed to do that, Now not so much.
No. You don't need to all be in the same place to kill each other virtually.
That's a weird slogan, but I like it.
It's the slogan for the internet.
We don't have to be in the same room to kill.
Comma virtually.
Virtually.
Yeah.
Yes. Comma virtually.
Yeah. You have to emphasize that before it becomes a crime.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? Okay, so you know how every president, like the whole thing is, ooh, the president's going to relax. He's going to go play golf. I wonder when we're going to get the first president that's like, yeah, I'm relaxing. I'm just going to go pop in. I'm going to play this video game real quick to unwind.
The first
I mean, president.
Do we know of, like, would it even be a thing, like, where they have, like, one room of the White House that's just like where they have like the latest PlayStation or Xbox generation or whatever, you know, whatever it's going to be in the future, like PlayStation 5 or Xbox 890. Or I don't know. Xbox has been weird. It might be like Xbox -3 center.
Xbox 1-1. 1-1-1. There we go.
Yeah, it's going to be called 1-1. The next one's going to be called Xbox First.
It'll be Xbox 1-1 over X, solve for X. that's going to be the name of it. This is going to be, they're just going to go to the extreme. But yeah, I just wonder when we're going to have a president that's like, yeah, I'm really just, yeah, I'm not going to golf enough, but I'm just going to stay home and like play some Call of, I'm going to play some Call of Duty.
Right.
Here's my PlayStation Network thing. Come join
it. Oh, shit.
like playing.
Where he gives it out and like he gives out games with the nation.
Games, yeah. You get to sit there and game with the president.
Oh. How would the Secret Service feel about that?
There's nothing they can do. Like, it's all virtual. None of it's real.
Right, right. But, I mean, you know, isn't it like, I mean, it could be an urban legend, but I heard that it was, like, a crime to say, like, I'm going to kill the president or something. Like, to say that.
Right. But you almost get to say it in an entirely different context.
Right, right, right.
Like, oh, my God, I think you're awesome. Oh, dude, I totally shot you in the head.
Right. I'm going to change my gamer tag to John Wilkes Booth.
Lee Harvey Oswald in the house, yo.
Just like, yeah. It'd just be like, oh, that'd be great.
Who's Team Oswald? Who's Team Oswald? All right. We're going to take them down. Like, it's just. But yeah, but can you imagine?
That would be great if the president and the Secret Service were on a team.
Oh, my like, God.
Against the public. And it's just like, oh.
We gotta make that game. We gotta make the game that.
And then we have to make some president somewhere down the line play it.
Right, that totally love with that game and just make that happen. Oh my God, that would be great. Because, like, we've got the first president that's really blown up on social media.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and before that, you know. So, yeah, and before that, you know. The internet was kind of a thing that really, where the White House.
Well, Obama was the first one to actually really dip his toes into the social media thing.
Right, yeah. And so, it was like, oh, let's take this a little serious. And then Donald Trump kind of blew up on it because he can't stop using the platform.
Well, because he was using it well before, you know, he came in. Yeah, I don't think Obama had used it before.
Right. They're like, oh, huh, what is this here? Some fine folks using this. I can't do Obama's voice. But anyways. But yeah, you know, he came into it. You know, I'm sure he had people that were like, hey, you should try this. So it's like, we'll dabble a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wait, no, this is now. I think around the second term, it was like, he was like, no, this is powerful. This is a good thing to have around. Sure. Like, I can totally get into this. So, you know.
They started those online petitions.
Right. And then we found out we can't have the death stuff.
Right, and then we quickly abused the hell out of those.
Yeah, we asked for a Death Star that got rejected.
Right.
Why did they ask? Did you really think they were gonna make a planet-sized movie? No,
of course not. But it's like, you know, a troll's gonna troll.
What if they trolled the trolls? And I said, yeah, this is our plan. We can get it.
We're going to submit a proposal to Congress. Oh my god. I mean, what if, you know, you just, like, arm the moon really good? You don't have to, like, build a whole Death Star. You just kind of co-opt the moon into your super weapon.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know how weapons work.
Well, I don't know. They've done it twice, or three times in Star Wars by now.
Right. Well, but they were building it out of nothing. I'm saying, like, use the moon's size somehow.
Well, the last one they used that planet size. And.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah, we gotta harvest the sun to, like, I don't know, shoot Russia with sun bullets. I don't know. Science.
That's we're sciencing the hell out of this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine though? Wait, going back to the video game, like if you shot the president, that put you on like the watch list.
Oh, in a video game?
In a video game? Like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're taking the prison. You're a little too good. You're taking prison a little too much. We've got to keep an eye on you now.
Yeah. That last move you used was too good. You're going to Guantanamo.
Yeah. Who have you been speaking with?
Right. Or you get recruited by the government to play against other countries.
And then
do you think we'll ever get to, like, I think there's been a couple movies that did like some kind of variations on this where it's like, you know, we just settle our differences through video game wars.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's better. You still get the whole destruction thing off in your head for those people that really kind of crave that kind of thing, but no one's actually dying and getting hurt, so it's kind of cool. You can just kind of keep going forever.
Like, I think there was a movie where they did that, but it was like, either through a sport or it was like through like they fought in big robot suits to settle their differences.
I know that. Well, I know that's kind of part of what happened in all the Gundam Wing anime cartoons. It's like, you know, it wasn't like big massive armies. I mean, some of the armies, but it was like everyone in mech suits was like fighting each other.
I meant like they literally had a one-on-one fight with like two robot pilots.
Was that real steel?
No, that was like
people
robot fighting. Boxing.
Yeah,
it was a sport, but it wasn't like for political reasons. No, I feel like it was in like the 90s or 80s or something. I don't remember. It wasn't super big, but yeah. So things and stuff.
All right. Well, that was a good episode.
Yeah, we talked about
dogs.
What did we even talk about?
We started off with you going to the dentist, and we just rolled right over it to dogs talking.
Oh, yeah, because dogs were talking.
Yeah, and then, you know,
video games.
Video games. Yeah, I'm eat your face. Video games and fighting the president.
Virtually.
Virtually.
Yeah.
With, you know, Ryu. Or, like, you could be Scorpion and he'll be Johnny Cage.
Right.
But yeah. So, we'll see you guys next week. And until then, get your squad up and practice your gaming and learn dog language.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be important in the future.
It's very important.
All right. So, for Sev and the rest of the world, I'm Tornell. This has been The Tangent. We will see you guys next time. Peace.